The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Live Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Atchison High School Gymnasium, where we've got cross-state hoops tonight as the Phoenix are playing host to the Lafayette Fighting Irish. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering of the Care Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you here courtside. We're coming back to the gym. It's packed here. We're bringing you starters. We're bringing you insight. And it's tip-off. It'll be the Phoenix and the Irish. We'll be back right after this.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Welcome back. Atchison High School Gymnasium. It is packed tonight. And it ought to be. You got a couple of teams, good teams, a couple of teams close proximity. They don't get to play one another a lot. A St. Joe Atchison rivalry maybe here in the making. And with that all said, PA guys down here sharing the starters. Let me do it for you, if I may. For the visitors from St. Joe, the Lafayette Fighting Irish under head coach Kevin Bristol. Lafayette is going to be starting Maxton Puckett. He is a freshman at 6'2". They're going to have, sometimes I never know for sure when some of the schools are going to do the lights out thing. We're going to have Jadell Redmond. He's a junior, 6'2". At 6'5", it is a junior, Evan Parksell. Donovan Fonseca is a sophomore. He's 5'9". And rounding out the Irish starters, it'll be Owen Zeit. He is a junior, 5'11". For the Atchison Phoenix and head coach Pat Battle, his assistant coaches Mark May and Christian Arnold. Phoenix coming to the ballgame. Recently, the champions of the Tonganoxie Tournament at 12-0 on the season. They're going to be starting Trayvon Gillip, 5'11" freshman. 5'10" junior, Jeremiah Thompson. They're going to have Zadron Mays. He's a 5'8" junior. senior K.O. Williams at 6'2", and senior 6'4" Yogi Purdy. So there are the starters for the two ball clubs here tonight. And we're about ready to get underway with this one. Try to get all of my gear hooked back up again. There we go. I think everything's working. Joseph, back at the studio. He's doing all the hard stuff, man, pushing the buttons, running the dials, making sure this is all the way Marconi wanted it. Tom Kouser to here courtside. Phoenix in the home whites with gold and red for Lafayette. It is going to be that Irish green with white lettering and trim. We're set to go here and hope you enjoy it. Atchison Lafayette basketball. I mentioned a crowd here. Just absolutely fantastic. I love it. The ball goes up, the tip is away, and Atchison is going to take it to the backcourt, and they're going to be on offense to begin things. It'll be Zadron Mays into the forecourt. Phoenix is going to go from right to left to crunch your dial here in the opening half. Falling away, the three shot is up and no good. And long rebound for Atchison, pulled down by Zadron. He'll have it stripped out of his hands. It's on the floor, and Lafayette coming up with a steal. Atchison did not get a shot off on his initial possession of the game. Here come the Irish. They'll dump it over to the left side where it'll be Fonseca down to the baseline, trying to get it in the middle to Parcell, but it's going to get away from him and slip out of bounds. So each team with a possession to begin things today, neither team has had a shot on goal yet. And Atchison's going to be back up court with the basketball. Don't dump it over to the right side now. Out on top. Yogi playing it up at a high post. They work all the way to the left block. No shot there. Feet in the middle. Yogi puts it up, puts it in, and Atchison is broken on top, 2-0. Phoenix with that early lead, and we are just a minute into the ballgame. Back up court with the basketball. It'll be Lafayette, and we're going to get a whistle off the ball. Special from the far side coming across. An illegal screen set. That's going to be on Evan Parcell. It'll be his first. It'll be team foul one. And the Phoenix with a 2-0 lead coming up court with the basketball. We're just inside 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter. High school hoops here in Atchison, Kansas this evening. Yogi's going to take it up at the high post. Swings it over to the right with a baseline three and launch too strong. And a rebound for the Irish coming down to Fonseca. He'll outlet it up the court. Yogi gets a hand on it, slaps it out of bounds into the crowd. Lafayette will have it right in front of the Phoenix bench. They'll lob it into the backcourt. Smart play to inbound it. Fonseca will have it. He'll bring it across the timeline. Working up the floor against Jeremiah. Dumps it over to the right side. Stepping inside is going to be Redmond. He'll fall away, put a shot up that misses, and rebound down to Atchison. Trayvon coming up with the basketball, and he will quickly kick it over into the hands of Jeremiah Thompson. AHS in the forecourt with the ball. Little give and go into the lane. The shot blocked, and we will get a foul. Two shots coming up. So the Phoenix drive the lane, and as the shot goes up, we get a quick foul called, and it is going to be on Maxton Puckett. It'll be his first, and Lafayette team foul two coming to the line for Atchison, Zadron Mays. Zadron, left-handed. Going to put the shot up and around and round and in. Mays will have his worst point of the evening. Phoenix go up 3-0. We're at 6:17 to go in the opening quarter. Long look at it, and that one's perfect. 4-0 Atchison. And again, very fast into the forecourt. Driving into the lane, no room. Back out, they'll take it to the wing. Irish work around. Fonseca will run the ball club, kicks it over to Zeit. Owen will kick it over to the left side. Now driving into the lane, spinning inside. Yogi, triple team, kicking it outside. The open three is going to be off the mark. And rebound saved down by Atchison. Phoenix are going to try to quickly transition. They'll drive, put up a running floater shot. No. Rebound going to be fought for and taken away. No. They're going to call a jump ball. It was ripped free finally by Lafayette, but the official calls a quick jump ball, and it's still going to be Irish possession. 4-0, Phoenix out front at the 5:40 mark of the opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Boys High School basketball. Atchison, Kansas, and St. Joe, Missouri, getting together here today. 17 miles from city to city, although Lafayette's on the north side of town, so a little further, but not a very long trip at all. Great to see a lot of fans who follow these teams. Now here's a baseline runner. It's going to be up, but will not go in, but an Atchison foul is going to be whistled on Kale. So Williams is going to collect his first foul of the evening. It'll be team foul one for Atchison High School. Lafayette will bring it in. Phoenix, how about this? 2-3 zone. Coach Battle telling these guys, move that zone a little bit. Here's a little hook shot from in the lane. It's up and good. And Maxton Puckett will have the first points of the ball game for the Irish. It is 4-2 Atchison. We are 3 minutes into the contest. Atchison with the basketball way over on the left elbow. They'll drive down toward the baseline. Cut off as they'll get down to the bottom. Kale Williams will pass it out on top. It's going to be batted free and stolen. Here comes Fonseca. He'll bring it across midcourt. Slow it down a little bit. Dump it back over to the right side. Sight will take it. Kick it to the block. Twisting and turning. Behind the back pass from the top. Zeit three up. No good. Offensive rebound in the lane. Followed up. Off the window. And got it. So for Jodell Redmond, it'll be his first point, and it'll be the point that ties the game at 4. 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Atchison on top. Thought about the long three. Instead, they'll take the 17-footer and knocking it down. It's going to be Kale Williams. 6-4 Atchison. And we are midpoint of quarter number one. I don't know about you. I came into the game tonight expecting a lot of points from these two teams. I think both of them very well coached and have a lot of athletes. Down the ball's going to be stolen. It's a breakaway, other end of the floor, and the driving layup is up and good. Mays will pick up his first field goal of the game, his fourth point, and quickly the Phoenix go up 8-4. We're 3:40 to play in quarter one. 5 seconds closely guarded in that Atchison defense. As good as the offense for the Phoenix is, the defense might even be better as it was hip pocket time by Zadron Mays. He was right there and did not let his guy get away from him. Atchison's going to get it back on the turnover. 3.5 to go in the first. Phoenix with a basketball leading at 8-4. Everybody above the free throw line, all 10 players, they're really clearing out the bottom. And the cross-court pass is going to be slapped out of bounds. He'll be back into Atchison. From the 28-foot mark on the far side in their forecourt, Phoenix are going to bring it in. It'll come out on top. It's Jeremiah with it. Thompson back over to the right side to Zadron. Mays kicks it over to Kale. Williams shot up. No. Rebound slapped away. Loose on the floor. Lafayette basketball. Irish back into the forecourt. Lots of contact. Top of the key. No whistle. They'll feed it way out wide on the left elbow. And we're at 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Atchison in front. 8-4. Lafayette with the ball. They'll pull up. Go three. Hit three. From the top side. And Maxton Puckett has 5 of his team's 7 points. It is 8-7 Phoenix by 1. 2 minutes and 40 to go in the first quarter. For Lafayette, the player defense. The lob for Yogi. Batted away. Loose on the floor. It's going to get away. It's out of bounds. It'll be off. An official says off Atchison. A diving effort by Jeremiah Thompson rescued him. Play right in front of it. Atchison pep band. Nearly finds himself tangled up in a snare drum. Here comes Lafayette. 2.5 to go in the first. They're just going to walk it up the floor. Atchison will pick up defense at midcourt. And the Phoenix are going to bring Josiah Thompson into the game, the 5'9" senior. From the top, the left-handed three, wide to the right side. Yogi rebounds it down. Here comes Atchison. Now it's going to be stolen back. And the steal of the bucket by Eben Parcell. And for the first time in a ball game, it is a Lafayette lead. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Atchison trails by 1. It's 9-8. Phoenix from the top. Their long three. He dials that one up from outside, and Trayvon Gillum is on the board. Phoenix go back up 11-9. minute 40 to go in what's been a really good opening quarter. Neither team able to put together much of a lead. Each team has had a little bit of a lead. Now, a shot goes up and it rolls in, but the official blows the whistle, and I think that will predate the shot. We're going to get a foul called against Atchison. It'll be on Mays, his first, team foul two. Lafayette will go to the bench, and they're going to bring in Cannon Williamson. Cannon is a 6'3" junior. Inbound it comes, the ball's on the floor, Yogi dives on it. And it's going to be a jump ball, and we'll go to Atchison with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Phoenix are going to have the ball, leading it by a pair. Lafayette will drop back, and they'll pick up their player defense at midcourt. Up the floor, Josiah Thompson. He'll swing it over to the right side to Zadron. Mays out top to Kale. Williams back right. Here's another three, launched and short, but we're going to get a foul called and three free throws for Atchison. From way out on the right elbow, the foul is going to be called on Puckett, and that's a big deal for Lafayette, who does not have an especially deep bench. We mentioned a moment ago that Puckett has five of his team's 9 points now, and he will have two fouls. That's a big deal. Free throw up and good. Trayvon Killam collects his fourth point of the game. Phoenix, 3 of 3 at the free throw line here in the opening quarter, and lead by three. They've led by as many as four. Second free throw, got them both. Okay. 13-9 Atchison. Minute 18 to go. One more free throw, and it's short. Rebound to go back down. Lafayette. So Trayvon hits the first two of that three shot foul, and here's a back door, the shot off the block, but we're going to get an offensive foul. Official's going to walk over and let us know it's going to be on Owen Zeit. So Owen will have his first foul. Lafayette has four, and we're down to the final minute of the opening quarter. 13-9, Phoenix out front. They've got the lead, they've got the basketball. Here's a feed in the middle. It's off Yogi's head. It's going to be saved back by Josiah. And then it's going to be taken away by Lafayette. And then we're going to get a foul called. And the foul is going to be on Lafayette. It'll be on Owen Zeit making that steal. For Lafayette, here's what's happened. Several things. Number one, they now have two players with two fouls. Number two, they've picked up team foul five, which number three means the Phoenix in the person of Josiah coming to the free throw lines. 5'9" senior Josiah Thompson has come in off the bench. It's his first free throw, and the Phoenix are five out of six at the free throw line. And we're 50 seconds to go in the first. It is a 6-0 and now a 7-0 run for Atchison. So the Phoenix leading it by a half a dozen in the last minute of the first quarter. It is 15-9. Long range from the top, off the right side of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out. Phoenix are going to save it down. Here comes Josiah. He'll raise it into the forecourt, dump it over to the left side to Zadron. Now the feed underneath to Yogi, who is wide open for the layup. Purdy has four, and Atchison opening up a lead here in the late going of the opening quarter. They're in front 17-9. The ball batted away, loose on the floor, rolling around. It's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lafayette basketball. 13 seconds left in the opening quarter. The Atchison team, you can see they're really beginning kind of getting those game legs underneath them now. They picked up the speed of this game a little bit. The inbound is going to come into the backcourt, and we're going to get some close defense, which will result in a Josiah Thompson foul. So for Josiah, it'll be foul number one, the Phoenix third foul. And again, Lafayette will be inbounding it in front of the Atchison bench. 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Out on top, Fonseca. They'll do a little motion. 16-foot jumper is short. Offensive rebound taken straight back up and in by Redmond. And that will bring us to the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor after the first quarter of this boys' high school basketball game. It's the Atchison Phoenix 17, the Lafayette Fighting Irish out of St. Joe, Missouri, 11.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango Natural Hair Care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
We return to the gym here at Atchison High School. Lafayette puts it in play. It's the second quarter. It's underway. Welcome, everyone. The bounce pass to the left side of the lane is going to get away. And Lafayette, who had found themselves a little bit of daylight inside, well, they were not able to take advantage of it and will turn it over. Phoenix are going to have it in. Moments into the second quarter, Atchison with the basketball leading at 17-11. Phoenix led in the opening quarter by Trayvon Gillum with five. Dedron Mays and Yogi Purdy each with four. For Lafayette, five. For Maxson Puckett, and four for Jadell Redmond. Phoenix are going to turn it over. Lafayette back up the floor. So a lot like it started in the opening quarter. These two teams having possessions early and not getting a shot. And now we're going to get an offensive foul away from the ball. An illegal screen set by Lafayette. That's going to be the first foul on Joel Tyes, a 5'9" sophomore who's just come into the game for the first time. He is in for the first time tonight for Lafayette. Also, Camden Turner is in for the first time. And now we're going to get a foul by Atchison off the ball. So a little bit of a slow start for both of these teams here in the second quarter. 7-11 to go in the opening half. 17-11. Atchison in front. Lafayette will walk it up the floor with Donovan Fonseca. Irish will swing it over to the left side. Kick it out to Turner. Back out on top. Redmond turns, shoots, rims out. No rebound. Atchison. Coming down with the basketball, Leighton Boltridge in the game, and he will sweep it down. And here's a turnover again by Atchison. We are a minute and a half into the second quarter. No points. Lots of turnovers. And now they're going to say Lafayette's standing at the baseline, and they're going to turn it over. And these two teams have come out a little bit shaky in the second quarter. 6.5 minutes of play in the first half. And a game that is, for me, lower scoring than I have anticipated. Atchison is in front, 17-11. Here's a top of the key, shot for three, off the mark, rebound, nicely done by the Fighting Irish as Cannon Williams had boxed out, gotten in front of Yogi Purdy, giving himself a good avenue to the rebound. Up with it will come the Irish. They'll swing it left. The drive to the middle, the kick to the baseline, back out on top, across the lane, the three, up and long, rebound, pulled down offensive board, back up with it comes Lafayette, in the lane, a collision, a block, and a foul by Atchison. This blocking foul is going to be on Leighton Boltridge. It will be his first foul. It'll be the first foul in the second quarter for AHS, and you're going to get Lafayette bringing Evan Parksell back into the game. 6 minutes exactly to go in the first half. Second quarter has been rather error-ridden for these two teams, which is completely uncharacteristic. You had a couple of coaches out here, okay, with Pat Battle for Atchison and Kevin Bristol for Lafayette, whom, and here's a driving layup. It's up and good. Beautiful movement of the ball. The bounce pass to the cutter at the baseline. Puts it up and draws the foul. The foul is going to be on Atchison, and it'll be the first of the game for Yogi Purdy. And Parcell, having just come back into the game, hits that bucket but misses the free throw. And rebound saved underneath by Lafayette, and then they're going to lose it out of bounds. 17-13, Atchison. And with 5:37 to go in the second quarter, the Phoenix have no points yet in the second. And Lafayette, not much better. They've got two. Second quarter has not seen the offenses click. And Lafayette's defense is going to come way out and challenge the basketball all the way into the center circle. Atchison backs it away, runs a little motion. Now it's the shot off the screen. Air ball caught on the fly by Atchison. Yogi cranked up three. It's too long. Atchison rebounds it down again. They'll take it off on top and then travel with the basketball. A little frustration being shown by both of these teams as we are now 3 minutes into the second quarter and we have two combined points and they belong to Lafayette. Atchison, over 3 minutes now into the second quarter, no scoring. Back out on top. Fighting Irish from the top. It's a three, wide right. Phoenix are going to rebound it down. Here comes Atchison High School and Jeremiah Thompson. Jeremiah goes to the left, and we're going to have another offensive foul off the basketball. And Yogi barking at the official a little bit as he comes over, the official does, to make that call on Yogi Purdy, his second foul. Yogi's going to be the first Phoenix player to have collected a second foul. So Yogi comes out of the game, and you're going to get Kale Williams back in. You're also going to get Javonte Kelly into the game for the first time. And Zadron Mays is back in. Javonte Kelly, the 6'7" senior for Atchison. He's going to take that five spot. And we are 4.5 to go in the half. Into the lane, left-handed layup, it's up and in. Oh, a thing of beauty is driving into the lane and changing hands. Donovan Fonseca gets his first point of the game, and it's 17-15. 4 minutes and 20 to go in the opening half. Phoenix by two. The drive into the lane. The travel. There it is. Driving in and taking that little extra step. Atchison turns it over, and Coach Battle says, that's it. That's enough. We're going to take a timeout with the Phoenix. 4:15 to go, opening half in Atchison, Kansas. It's the Atchison Phoenix 17, the Lafayette Fighting Irish 15.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Coming out of the timeout, it will be Lafayette basketball. And we're down to 4 minutes to play in the first half. Welcome back, everybody, Joseph in the studio. Tom Couch with you here. 17-15, Atchison by two. But Lafayette with a basketball. Again, they go back door into the lane. Kick it on top. They open three. Off the rim. Rebound, Atchison. Jeremiah Thompson coming up with the board. Phoenix, you got to race it into the forecourt. Bring it off on top to Zadron. Now into the lane. Falling away. The shot off the glass. No good. And the rebound. Is there going to be a foul? No. There is. I thought there was. I thought over the top had come Jeremiah Thompson, and the official will make that as his call. It'll be the fourth foul by the Phoenix here in the second quarter. Lafayette has committed one. So at 3.5 minutes to go in the first half, Lafayette will be shooting free throws on each subsequent foul. They are 2 points behind. And now we've got a Phoenix player who has slipped and fallen, and he comes to his feet, kind of limping a little bit. An official coming over to the scorer's table, and we're going to get a foul. Against Atchison, it's going to be on Jeremiah Thompson, and very quickly, he would have picked up his first and second fouls of the game. And, as we mentioned a moment ago, these fouls are going to bring Lafayette to the free throw line, and coming to the stripe is going to be Turner. Camden's first is up and good. And he has made it now a one-point game. Atchison went on a long scoring binge, and now it's Lafayette who is on an offensive run. They're on a 7-0 run. And that was good. An 8-0 run, and the game is tied at 17. 3:20 to go. Can you believe this? The Phoenix have not scored in the second quarter. It's 17-17. 3:15 to go in the first half. And we're going to get a blocking foul on Lafayette. Sliding over and trying to step in front of Zadron Mays. We're going to get a foul on Lafayette. Joel ties. Joel picking up his second foul. Three Lafayette players with two fouls each. And we're 3:11 to go in the opening half. And still, Atchison looking for its first point of the second quarter. They'll come way out top side. Kale in, up, off the window, and there it is. He'll get the bucket plus one. Kale Williams. The official coming over saying count the basket. And Joel Tyes didn't start the game. He's come in very recently, and he's picked up his first and his second and now his third personal foul all in the span of a few minutes. For the three-point play, it is up and good. So K.O. Williams breaks the ice in the second quarter for Atchison, and the Phoenix go up 20-17. With that foul, Joel Tice comes out of the game, and Lafayette will reach further into the bench and bring in Trace Smith, a 5'10" junior. Here comes Lafayette. Inside three to play. The drive, the feed, the shot, block, and a foul is going to be called inside on Javonte Kelly, I think. It is going to be on Javonte. It will be his first. And once again, coming to the free throw line, it'll be Lafayette and Evan Parksell. Free throw, no. Rebound, pulled down by Atchison. It should have been two shots. Yeah. No, 1-1. Everybody was starting to go, and the play was off to the races to the other end of the floor. But Evan will get a second free throw, and he will convert that one. It is 20-18. And here's the ball loose on the floor. It's rolling around. Lafayette picks it up. Here come the Irish. Into the forecourt, down the right side. They'll go to the corner. Little head fake. And, boy, they completely tricked the Atchison defense. Driving down the side of the lane was Jodell Redmond. He stopped in the lane just inside the block. Gave a little head fake. And Javonte Kelly at 6'7", he's tall and got a great reach. Well, he left his feet, went way up. The shooter then followed him and went up, drew the foul, and coming to the line. He absolutely tricked him. First free throw's good. So Jodell Redmond will have his fifth point of the game, and again, Lafayette can tie this thing up with 2 minutes and 26 to go in the first half. Redmond looks it over, sends it, hits it. We are tied again now at 20. 2 minutes and 20 to go in the first half. Atchison, way up top side. Trayvon Gillum turns, 13-footer, buries it. Trayvon Gillum for 7. 22-20 Phoenix. And again, Atchison with a player defense all the way up the floor. Nice outlet pass by Fonseca. Breaks it across the timeline. Gets it over to the left side of the lane. Across the lane, the pass, the ball gets batted away. It's loose on the floor. Here comes Atchison coming up with it. It's a 3-on-2. Coast-to-coast, a running shot off the window. No, an offensive foul call on the Phoenix. The home crowd not loving the call, but the official on the spot, perfect position, and is most emphatic as he makes that offensive foul call on Zadron. Now Atchison's going to steal the inbound. The runner misses. The tip misses. And another foul is going to be called. This one is going to be on Lafayette, and it's going to put Atchison to the line for a couple of shots. This foul is going to be on Jodell Redmond. Redmond's first. Lafayette's fourth, but two free throws coming up here for the Phoenix. The first one, yes. So K.O. Williams, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, got a half a dozen points, and one more shot, a chance to put his team up by 4. Puts it on its way, drops it right through. 24-20, Atchison, with 1:39 to go in the opening half. And again, you'll see the Phoenix go with the full court pressure, and Lafayette has all 5 players in the backcourt. The ball comes in. Fonseca, no problem getting it into the forecourt. Goes over to the right side to Smith, and we get a whistle, and it is way away from the basketball. And an offensive foul on Lafayette's Avon Parksell. So Parksell will have his second foul. And with 1:29 to go in the opening half, we have seen an awful lot of fouls. Lafayette has 1 guy with 3 and 3 more players with 2 apiece. For Atchison, 2 players each with 2, but another 6 players with a foul apiece. So lots and lots of fouls so far this evening. They very well may have an impact on how this game goes. Atchison losing a handle on the basketball for a moment, but able to pick it back up. Trayvon Gillum goes down the left side, then palms it over, and Atchison will turn it over. With 1:09 to go in the opening half, something else to be aware of. Are there shot clocks at the Phoenix Gymnasium? Yes. Are the shot clocks being used? No. Were there shot clocks at the beginning of the season? No. Did they get them put up over to Christmas break? Yes. So here's what that means. Keisha says, if you did not start the season with a shot clock, you may not implement it mid or during the season, even if you just got them put in. However, Atchison did put them in, knowing they couldn't use them until postseason. Because in order to host a postseason game, there's a 3 up and good for Atchison. You must have a shot clock. And even though you didn't have it at the start of the year, the fact that they had it up at Christmas, they are eligible to host a postseason game because a virtue of having the shot clock and its availability. Now Atchison, a steal, the drive, and the shot's up and good. Leighton Baldridge. It is 28-20. 18 seconds to go in the half. The Phoenix are finishing off the half in a big way. Now the pass underneath. The ball is going to be tied up. Jump ball called. Possession. Lafayette. So the Irish are going to have it into their baseline with 10, aren't they? Yeah, with 10 seconds to go. Atchison had a player run out. He said, I'm going to put this in play. And the official goes, something is not right here. So now Lafayette is going to get their guy to put the ball in play, and it's going to be Jordell Redmond. And now the official's coming over to the scorer's table looking to make sure what the possession is. And activity director Lukenhoff is down here indicating which way it should be going. 10.1 to go in the first half. 28-20 Atchison. So what's it going to be? Which way does the ball go? And now they're going to turn it around. They're going to say it is Atchison basketball. So Lafayette is going to lose a possession. And it is going to be granted to Atchison. So for the Phoenix, 10 seconds, plenty of time to get this thing down the floor and get a good look. And they're going to roll it, and pick it up right at midcourt. Clock starts there. Here's Kale with it. He'll go left, start into the lane, feeds across to the right side. The follow-away shot, it's up, it's good. It's a plus one for Leighton Baldridge. Kale drove the left side of the lane, got to the side of the lane, about a step and a half above the block, stopped. The defense steps up on him. Leighton cut the back door, wide open. The bounce pass across the lane, made for the easy layup. The foul makes for a free throw, and Leighton Baldridge completes the conventional three. And a shot at the buzzer is unsuccessful. And we've come to halftime. The Phoenix finish the half with a flurry. We'll be back to summarize it for you as the two teams leave the floor and head to the locker room. It is Atchison High School 31, Lafayette 20.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most. Time with your loved ones. We support your family too with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
So the traveling team is they're taking their half-court shot challenge here. And while they're doing that, let me recap that opening half for you. Long and short, it was a first half of runs. I mean, big run. All right, here's the first one. It is up. It's online, but a little bit short. The game was a 9-8 Lafayette lead. Atchison goes on a 9-0 run, takes a 17-9 lead. Lafayette turns around and goes on an 8-0 run, ties the game at 17. Then Atchison takes off on another run, and, well, they take it almost to halftime. Is now it's a 31-20 lead for the Phoenix. For Atchison, How about Trayvon Gillum with 10 points, paced it away, 7 for K.O. Williams, 5 for Leighton Baldridge, Jokey Purdy, Zadron Mays each with 4, and Hosiah with 1 for Lafayette. 6 each for Jodell Redmond and Evan Parksell. With 5, it was Max and Puckett, 2 in the first half for Donovan Fonseca and Camden Turner with 1. Fouls, an issue a little bit. For Lafayette, you got Joel Tyes with 3. Sight, Parksell, and Puckett, 2 apiece for Atchison. Jeremiah Thompson, Doggy Purdy, each with 2. That's it. We're going to be back and bring you the second half live here on Care Radio. Should be a good one. But right now, with that intermission score, the Ashes on Phoenix, 31. The Fighting Irish of Lafayette, 20. Back we go to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He's got you halftime.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine women's and men's basketball, as they will be playing host to Central Methodist. It's the last regularly seasoned home game. Tune in right here at Hot Country 93.7 at 2 p.m. for the women. The men will take to the court around 4 p.m. Then on Tuesday night, we will have high school basketball with Valley Falls at Pleasant Ridge. Tune in right around 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7:30 or 8 o'clock. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine basketball as they will be on the road taking on Culver Stockton. 5:30 is the scheduled tip time for the women. The men will take to the court around 7:30 or so. Thursday brings us back to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the national, regional, and sports scene. Join us at 5:15 or so, and that immediately follows the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday evenings. 6 p.m. brings us to High School Coaches Insight, where we will talk to the coaches of ACCHS, JCN, Marhill Mount Academy, and Atchison. That's on Thursday night.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
When your outdoor space needs real attention, trust the team that's been serving Atchison and the surrounding area since 1991. Urban Lawn Care, family owned and full service, they handle everything from design and dirt work, tree care, irrigation service, and complete lawn maintenance. And when winter rolls in, they've got snow and ice removal covered too. Hundreds of homeowners and businesses rely on Urban Lawn Care to take on the tough job so you can simply enjoy the results. Visit them at 6300 Ottawa Road, go to urbanlawncarellc.com, or call 913-367-4478 today. Urban Lawn Care, your all-season experts.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Taking a look at girls' games, we've got some finals to report. It was JCN over Jackson Heights, 48-33. In the Hiawatha-Perry-Lecompton matchup, Hiawatha had the win with a 53-47 victory over Perry. The Holton girls had a victory over the Horton girls, 38-34. Silver Lake beat Sabetha 62-24. In the Hanover Centralia game, it was an overtime at 40 apiece. Centralia took home the win with 1 point at 44 to Hanover's 43. I'll be back in just a moment with the boys' scores as I have them.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Taking a look at boys' scores at the half, it is currently Perry 30, Hiawatha 23. Sabetha at the half was leading Silver Lake 31-24. Just before the half, in the Jackson Heights JCN game, JCN boys are leading 20 to Jackson Heights boys 14, and Horton and Holton are all knotted up at 16 apiece.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 1 below. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 19. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Slight chance of snow, 10 above. Upper 30s Sunday with a slight chance for snow. Low 40s, a mix of clouds and sun Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And we're back. We welcome you back again to the Atchison High School Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas. Just getting underway with the second half, and it is a 33-20 lead for the Phoenix over Lafayette. Welcome back, everybody, and many thanks to Joseph, producing and engineering, and also handling the halftime stuff. Tom Couch with your courtside. Lafayette picking up a foul right there, and it's going to be on Evan Park. So Evan has his third foul. The free throw is going to be up and good for Josiah Thompson. his second point of the game. Now 34-20. And what that means is that, it means that Atchison is on a 15-0 run. We're talking at half, going into the halftime about the way this game has been. A game of just streaks by each team, offensive scoring streaks. Well, for Lafayette, it has been a no-scoring streak. And they're going to have to change that in a hurry before this game gets completely out of hand. Here's a baseline three. It's up no good. Rebound. Phoenix, here comes Atchison. Flying up court with a basketball is going to be Kale Williams. He'll feed to Yogi. Back out on top. It's going to come, and he'll slide over to the right side. Trayvon rolls three. Up no good. Rebound, Lafayette. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Phoenix up 15 now. And the upcourt pass is going to be stolen. The drive down the court. Showtime! And it's up and in. Another bucket by Trayvon Gillum. He's got 14. 37-20. You got to understand, this game was tied at 20 with 2 minutes and 20 to go in the opening half. So now it is a 17-0 Phoenix run. Out on top for Lafayette. Atchison settled into a little zone, and now we're going to get a foul, an offensive foul with coming off the screen. Yep. And the foul is going to be on Maxson Puckett. It'll be his third. It'll be the second foul for Lafayette this quarter. Got Coach Bristol on his feet. He's not real satisfied with that foul call. And with 5.5 to go in the third quarter, the Phoenix look to extend their lead with this possession. They're right now up 37-20. Atchison way up top side. Now we'll drive to the right side of the lane. We get a whistle right in front of the Phoenix bench. And it is going to be a Lafayette reach-in foul on Kayvon Williamson. Or rather, Cannon Williamson. Atchison will inbound it. Josiah looks to bring it in. Comes in over to the right side, Trayvon. Trayvon puts up a three. Wow, what a shot. Trayvon Gillum. 40-20 at 5:16 to go. Lafayette probably needs a TO here pretty quickly because Atchison, there it is. Atchison on a 20-0 run, and they'll get into the forecourt. Coach Bruce are going to take the break, and we're going to take it with them. 5:11 to go in the third quarter. Suddenly, it is all Phoenix. Atchison, 40. Lafayette, 20.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
With you in the Atchison High School Gymnasium. Coming out of the timeout, Lafayette puts the ball in play, and Atchison will slap it back out of bounds. And now for Lafayette, Joel Tyes is going to come back into the game. Remember, Joel got into foul trouble in the opening half. He's got three, but we'll come into the game here. We go inside 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Here's a three-point shot, up and short, rebound, Yogi. Outlet up the floor, running left-handed layup. It's going to be up and good. Now a 22-0 Atchison run. And two more for Trayvon Gillum. It is 42-20. Here's a little hook pass. The feed to the baseline. Head fake. Blocked by Yogi. Oh, outlet Atchison on the court once. Driving, turning. The shot, no. And a breakaway would not go in. Here come the Irish. They'll travel with it. good call by the official over here on the wing. And here's kind of what it's shaking out like, okay? You got to understand, Lafayette's good. Atchison, they're really good. I mean, they're really good. And you ask yourself, well, what does that mean? Well, I mean, we try to quantify that a little bit. Atchison is 12-0. They just came off a championship of the always extremely competitive Conganoxy tournament, undefeated in the Meadowlark League. They play a schedule that is laden with 5 and 6 A teams. And, you know, they're salty, they're tested, they're deep. They've got height, they've got speed, they can shoot. They've got a lot of things going for them. We're 4 minutes to play now in the third quarter. Lafayette, a steal, the shot, a block, and a couple of free throws coming up for the Irish. So Lafayette may be able to get themselves back on the scoreboard for the first time in a long time at the free throw line. As the foul is going to be on Atchison, Cedron Mays. It'll be Cedron's second foul of the game, and it'll be Atchison's first foul of the third quarter. Irish coming to the free throw line, and there it is. They're on the board. That bucket by Owen Zeit, not only the first score of the third quarter for Lafayette, but it is the first score of the game for Owen. His second free throw, perfect as well. Give him his first pair of points, and it is 42-20. A 22-0 run. 3 minutes and 50 to go in the third quarter. Phoenix with a basketball. Yeah, for Atchison, they are just really solid. Well coached, experienced coach. 3-point shot from the left side. It's up and good. Trayvon Gillum feeling it. 45-22. Atchison with his biggest lead now. Into the lane, nice hook shot, going to miss. And Kelly into the game for Atchison. So Javante coming down with that defensive rebound, and the Phoenix are going to turn it over. The breakaway layup on the other end of the driving shot is good for Owen Zeit. 45-24. 3 minutes to go, and now the official stops the clock, and they're going to make them inbound this again. Not sure exactly what the issue is, was. It'll be Phoenix basketball. Atchison going from left to right, wearing those home whites with golden red. Lafayette in the dark green. Here's a driving shot, up and missing. The rebound slapped around it. Irish had it, lose it. Atchison's going to save it, turn around, launch a three that misses. The rebound tipped around. Lafayette comes up with it. Up court pass is going to be batted away. And docked away again, and Atchison will recover it now. Getting a little sloppy. Players getting a little wild out here on the court, trying to move maybe a little too quickly. Here's a feed to the right side. The runner off the glass, up and good, and two more for Zeit. He's having a huge quarter now. That's six in the third quarter for Owen. It is 45-26. Phoenix with 2 minutes and 15 to go in the third quarter. Atchison going to get his 13th win of the year. And matter of fact, they very well may have had 13 before tonight, but had a game snowed out a week or so ago that they did not get to play. Here's another bucket by Zeit. It is 45-28. Owen Zeit's out there. He's grabbing his team by the shoelaces and trying to lift them up. And now we'll have a foul topside by the Irish. It'll be the second of the game for Jadell Redmond. Atchison is going to rotate. And Zedron checks out, and Jeremiah will come into the game. He'll do the inbound. Jeremiah in to Josiah. Goes to the left side, drives toward the baseline. Out on top to Gillum. Trayvon to Kale. Williams will feed to the right block. Kelly. Javante feeds it back on top. Little head fake, sidestep, 3-point shot, nope. Rebound out of bounds, and which way does it go? It's going to be off Atchison. So Lafayette basketball with a minute 26 to go in the third quarter. 45-28. The Phoenix in front. And again, Atchison will be looking to go to 13-0 this evening. There's a head fake, and the ball's going to be lost. Atchison coming over the steal. It's a 3-on-2 break, and coast-to-coast, the driving shot is up. It's good. It's a plus one. Great concentration by Jeremiah Thompson as he had defenders on each side of him, and then a third defender trailing him. But he was able to focus on the shot, not be distracted, got it up, draws the foul, coming to the line for a chance at three. And that, by the way, is going to be the fourth foul of the game for Evan Parksel. 74 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Jeremiah Thompson coming to the free throw line. Jeremiah, 5'10" junior. His free throw rims out and rebounding it down. Here comes Lafayette. A minute to go in the third. Irish will go right side, and do we get a foul? A reach in maybe by Atchison trying to steal that ball away. They're going to call the foul on Leighton. So Leighton Bolger to collect his second foul of the game. But it is only the second foul of the quarter by Atchison, so no free throws being shot here. And Lafayette will have it inbounds at their baseline, just to the right side of the lane. It'll come in and be batted around as soon as it's on the floor. And Fisher says it's going to go out of bounds off Atchison. They were kind of walking the tightrope over there in front of the pep band. So got on the sideline, and we're down to a minute two to go in the third quarter. Again, Lafayette will bring it in. On the floor, one time, skip pass into the lane, the kick across. That was pretty, pretty movement of the basketball, and a nice finish by Cannon Williamson. 47-30. Phoenix. And now the ball stolen by Lafayette, but they'll say the effort at the retrieval of the ball came as Owen Zeit touched the sideline. Atchison's going to have it back in, coming in at their baseline. Jeremiah will inbound it. Jeremiah Thompson looks in, starts into the lane, skip pass, slapped away. So it'll be off Lafayette. And we're looking for Javonte down there, and Atchison will bring it back out on top. A half a minute to go in the third. Phoenix have led by as many as 23, up 17 right now. Here's a give and go. And here's Kelly underneath and can't get the layup to fall. Rebound Lafayette. The beat across. The jump shot up. Good. Plus one. Gonna count that bucket. The foul is going to be on Leighton. It'll be his third now. And a chance at a three-point play. That's going to be Jodo Redmond. His free throw round and round and round it goes, and it goes in. He's 3 of 3 at the free throw line. 47-33. So Lafayette not throwing in the towel on this thing, battling back. We have a foul up top side, closely guarded foul. That'll be the fourth for Joel Tyes. Joel has had a lot of fouls per minute tonight. Picking up his fourth right there. Atchison coming to the free throw line in the waning moments of the third quarter. The first shot will not go in for Trayvon, and there have not been many shots that Trayvon has put up tonight that have not gone in. He has been fantastic tonight. 12 in this quarter, 22 in the game, and 23 now. Trayvon Gillum, 48-33. Atchison will knocked the upcourt pass out of bounds. And we're 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. It'll be inbounded by the Irish, and Owen Sight will kick it in out on top. 8 seconds, and the ball stolen by Atchison. Driving down, the feet across, the layup is missed, the follow is missed. It's on the floor, the follow is up, and it's going to be good. And that will be the final score of the quarter. The bucket, if you're keeping your scoreboard at home, belongs to Jeremiah Thompson. And we have a timeout on the court. Going to the fourth quarter in Atchison. It is Phoenix 50, Irish 33.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with Pia Friend Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At Pia Friend Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Fourth quarter here in the Atchison High School Gymnasium. And Lafayette out of St. Joe trails the Phoenix 50-33. Welcome back, everyone. Joseph in the studio, Tom Couch with you here courtside. Say what, you're thinking to yourself, wow, there are a lot of games going on, but you'd be surprised a lot of teams are not playing tonight. Morehamout Academy and many others, for example. Here's a really long three. Wow, and it's good. By Kerry Von Gillum. Now he's at 26. 53-33. And Lafayette will turn it over. Atchison gets it back in. Okay, let's get back to the premise of, well, some teams are playing tonight. There are teams who are not playing tonight. You got to be asking yourself, why we're getting late in the season? We're about ready to go into moving month, right? It's almost February. Wonder how they're doing. Wonder who played. Well, the answer to that can be found right after this ball game over our sister station, KNCA 103.9. Here's Yogi going up with a shot. He gets fouled, and Yogi's going to get a couple of free throws out of it. 7:25 to go in the ball game. It'll be the second foul of the night by Cannon Williamson. So, yeah, 103.9 right after the game. It'll be the high school basketball scoreboard show. We're join Jake and Boz and, oh, they got Kurt and probably Ray up there and all those guys doing, helping them with all that stuff. We're going to get scores, standings, going to have reports from the games who are around the area on all of this network. Here's a baseline three up and short. Offensive rebound put up, blocked by Yogi. And does he? Yeah, he'll collect a foul for that. And here's the deal with that foul. Okay. Did he foul the guy? Maybe. Maybe not. But when you come up over the top and you have that great big windmill and you're coming over the top and you're swinging your arm down and swatting it, the ball and the shooter, and there's a lot of contact with something, probably you're going to have that foul called against you, and that's what happened to Yogi right there. First free throw does not go in. And Owen Sight will have one more shot. 7:14 left in the game. Free throw, got it. Nicely done by Owen, collecting his ninth point of the game. It is 55-34. And the ball's going to be batted away. Up, here comes Lafayette. Up and in. No. Rebound tipped out. Saved by Atchison. Little contact. No whistle. The drive. The runner. The bucket is good on the transition. And we're going to get an Atchison timeout. Count the bucket for Trayvon. Give a timeout to Coach Battle. And we will take a break at 6:57 to go in the ninth game. It is Atchison 57, Lafayette 34.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7277. Or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
We come back and on the inbound, a quick foul by Cedron Mays, and Lafayette will be inbounding it again. And they're going to have it way out near midcourt. 57-34 for the second time tonight. Atchison leads by 23. Right now you've got the Irish running a little motion, and here's a collision. Yogi stood in, and wow, he's going to draw a charge on that play. He took a spill, went over backwards, and for Lafayette, it is going to be the fifth foul tonight for Evan Parkso. So Evan's going to foul out here with 6:36 still to play, and he will end the game with a half a dozen points. Phoenix will bring it in bounds, and they'll come up the floor with it. 57-34. Tomorrow here on Care Radio, and I'm going to do it, put a big old bow on this and kind of see if I can't tie this together. As Atchison goes up for a shot in the lane, it's going to roll up and in for Zadron. Making it 59-34. We're going to have Benedictine College, the Ravens, at home. Here's a layup underneath. Up and good for Lafayette. And Jadel Redmond with 11. 59-36. 6 minutes to go. So Benedictine, home ball games tomorrow. Central Methodist coming to town. Ladies game 2 o'clock. Guys game 4 o'clock. And you know, Hank, can tell we're late in the season. It is senior day. Here's another long three. Up and good again for Zadron Mays. 62-36. So for the Ravens, it's going to be senior day. And that means, oh, here's a nice little fadeaway shot for Lafayette. And Zeit won't hit it. He'll have 11. And I'm going to try to finish this story, but we're going to get a timeout, take a Lafayette, a timeout that we will enjoy also. 5.5 to go in tonight's high school game. All Phoenix, Atchison 62, Lafayette 38.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville. And, of course, in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Now, here in Atchison, Kansas, where as we return, the Phoenix put the ball in play and quickly. A shot is taken, and a foul is called, and Cale Williams is going to be coming to the free throw line. He's got 7 points in the ballgame. He's 3 of 3 from the line tonight. And his Atchison team leading at 62-38. Okay, Cale coming up here. Let's try this back up. So it's going to be senior day. Ladies game at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Guys game is going to be at 4 o'clock. The final home Saturday of the season. As Benedictine after tomorrow is going to have only 7 games remaining. 3 at home, 1 Wednesday, and then there'll only be 1 more at home. So that's how late in the season we are. It's only 7 games left in the year. And no more home Saturday. So senior day tomorrow for Benedictine. Second free throw does not go in. Rebound to get down. It's going to be Lafayette. Irish will bring it out on top. Now, we're going to put the big bow on that is on the sidelines. The head coach for Lafayette is head coach Kevin Bristol, who has spent some time at the Benedictine Gymnasium, the Nolan Gym, because his son, Jaden Bristol, one of the outstanding point guards for Benedictine, and head coach Ryan Moody played his high school ball, obviously, St. Joe, Missouri. And so Coach Bristol spent plenty of time down there cheering his son on. He had a lot of success as a Raven point guard. The bucket is going to be good for Maxon Puckett for Lafayette. 63-40. Atchison High. And a pass down to the baseline. The Phoenix will turn it over. Let's see who's coming in and out. Atchison has not gotten deep into the bench. They have only played 8 guys so far. I'm seeing 4 more guys there thinking to themselves, man, I'd love to be getting some varsity minutes here. Here's a follow-away 3. No rebound. Will be saved in and then lost and then picked up by Atchison. Up the floor with the basketball. It's going to be Josiah. He'll go in, go up, off the window. Somehow it goes in, Josiah. What a job for Thompson to get his 5th point of the game. 65-40. Phoenix with 4 minutes to go. Again, the scoreboard show after the game, 103.9. Here's a long 3, off the front, off the back, doesn't go down, rebound Phoenix. Baseball pass to the other end of the court. The drive, the shot, and the bucket. All belong to Cale Williams. 9 points for Cale. 67-40. 3.5 left in tonight's contest. And we're going to get a timeout. Yeah. We're taking a timeout with Coach Kevin Bristol and Lafayette. 3:25 to go in the ballgame. It is 67-40, Phoenix in front.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango natural hair care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
Cale Williams hits a quick layup. He's got 11, and it is now 69-40. That timeout was taken by Coach Bristol as he emptied the bench and has brought all of his players now into the game. Atchison has still only played 8. Coach Battle has a bunch of guys on the bench still in their warm-ups that have not come out on the floor yet. And here's another bucket for Atchison's Cale Williams. 6 in the quarter, now 13 in the game. And the ball's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be put in across the way by Lafayette. Now, Atchison will bring in a couple of guys. Let's see who's going to enter the lineup. We're going to get Sir Taylor coming in, and we're going to get Isaiah Commode into the game. So here we go. With 2 minutes to play, Lafayette is going to lob a long cross-court pass. It's going to get away, and it's going to go out of bounds. I don't like what Coach Bristol just did. He stopped, and he's a little frustrated. I mean, you can understand that. It just hasn't gone the way he might have hoped it was going to here tonight. But what he did was he looked down his bench, making sure that he's gotten all of those young men on his team into the game and getting them some PT and some varsity minutes. Oh, that was a pretty drive and a little behind-the-head layup. It's going to be up and good for Smith. So Trace Smith gets a couple of points. And it's 71-42, Phoenix. We have a minute 10 to go. Here's a runner. The shot is up. Get the bucket. And the free throw. And now they let the clock run. And we go inside a minute. So coming to the free throw line for Atchison, Josiah. Free throw? Yes. 73-42. 74. There you go, that's correct. 30 seconds left. So look into the middle. Atchison going to his zone. Cross-court pass is going to be slapped away by Commode. Lafayette will bring it in over to the left side. They'll skip it out on top. That's going to be Mikhail Haynes. Now the ball goes into the backcourt, and they're going to let this thing run down, and that's going to do it. Your final score tonight here in Atchison, Kansas. Phoenix, 74. Lafayette 42, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history, while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of 2 lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Back with you here in the Atchison High School Gymnasium, where the Phoenix continue their perfect season and move to 13-0 tonight with a resounding win over Lafayette for the Irish. And they battled tough early, but Atchison got on a run in the third quarter. And it was a 22-0 run to begin the second half, and that just got the Irish in a spot that they were just unable to recover from. For Lafayette, though, this evening, a couple of guys getting into double-digit scoring with Owen Zeit and Jordell Redmond, each with 11. 7 tonight for Max and Puckett, and a half a dozen for Evan Parksville. We had 2 apiece for Donovan Fonseca and Cannon Williamson and Trey Smith. Camden Turner with 1 this evening for the Irish. For Atchison, there can be no question who your Bank of Atchison player of the game was. It was Trayvon Gillum. Wow. 28 tonight for Trayvon. And he was hitting him from the inside, outside, free throw line. Really outstanding game for the Atchison freshman. 13 tonight for Kale Williams. Phoenix had 9 by Zadron Mays and 8 by Josiah Thompson. After them, it was a 5-point game for both Yogi Purdy and Leighton Boldridge. Jeremiah Thompson tonight with 4 for the Phoenix. And again, Atchison advances their record to 13-0. Here's what's happening coming up here on our sister station. You can flip it over to 103.9. Get the high school basketball scoreboard show. Jake and Boz will get you the scores, get you the standings, get you all of the stuff. The big performances. They'll have recaps from games around the area. So good stuff. Tune them in. And then, of course, get right back here tomorrow. 93.7 is it'll be Benedict and Raven basketball senior day 2026. Ravens are going to be hosting Central Methodist ladies game 2 o'clock, guys game at 4. Benedictine and the Eagles, don't miss it. Final score again here this evening. It was Atchison 74, Lafayette 42. Can we reach the next time for Joseph? He's doing all the hard work back at the Care Studio. Joseph, outstanding. Thank you, young man. Tom Counts here in a Phoenix gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.